What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Woo-hoo-hoo! Friday edition, party hardy. Here we are. Hope you're doing good. Weekend's upon us. About to slay this and pray this in Jesus' name. We're going to call this one Destroying Doubt. Lord knows it needs to happen all around this country, including in our generation. Destroying Doubt. I need to ask a question. When did it become cool to doubt? When did being confused become attractive? Like, I always thought the goal of this whole thing was to understand your faith. The Bible says we write these things so that you may know you have eternal life. That you may know. We don't write these things that you would wonder. We don't write these things so you wouldn't have answers. We don't write these things so you live confused. Like, there was a day that we felt like confusion came from one person. The father of confusion is El Santanos himself, Mr. Diablo, aka the one with the pitchfork, aka the devil, Satan. Felt like confusion came from Satan, demon. And now, it's cool. Hey man, I'm just developing my faith. What? What are you talking about? Somebody said to me recently, somebody that is like amazing that, you know, that I love, said to me, well, you know, it was a great conversation. It started out like this. I had to ask myself, why do I believe what I believe? I said, great, that's so true. We all should do it. Know what you believe. Well, I shouldn't believe the same things that I did when I was younger, right? My beliefs need to be progressive. Time out. Our beliefs can be progressive if they're leading you closer to Jesus, more revelation of him, and being more transformed into his image. Great. But if you're just being confused for confused sake to try to figure out what you believe, listen, there's only one person coming to that party, and that's the old pitchfork guy. If you're that confused about life, that is not attractive, friends. I'm sorry, millennials. Nobody looks at you and is like, wow, they are so confused what wisdom they have. Said no one ever. I don't get it. Why in the world, when principles have worked for hundreds of years and they've set people free and transformed lives, why we feel the need to go muck the thing up? Why we feel the need to try to find something else because that really looks like you're cutting edge. Cutting edge? You cut your edge in hell. What are you talking about? There's some staples of the life that we cannot walk away from. There is a heaven and there's a hell. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's salvation. There's miracles. There's healing. There's the virgin birth. I mean, we believe in Jesus, the Trinity. I mean, these are like stage one. And years ago, it was like essentials and non-essentials, right? Well, I believe this. Oh, we all do. Well, these other things, I mean, is there a rapture or not? Is there this or not? Who's the trib, pre-trib, mid-trib, no-trib, I-trib, you-trib? I mean, there was like fun little debates on the side, but we call those non-essentials. Now, people are confused about essentials. Of course they are. You think the devil wants to just give y'all a pass in this generation? No, he's trying to kill every single one of you. And we're confused. How in the world did everybody start getting confused? Because you stopped being like Jesus. Because you started giving into a man-made religion. Because you stopped burning for God. Because you stopped listening to his voice. You started regurgitating somebody else's dead life. And now energy matters. Karma matters. Weird terms that make me feel uncomfortable matter. Huh? Planting. Who was planting bars? Oh. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we plant bars in churches now. Just belly up to the bar, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need to go believe for a saloon to get shut down. You can have one in your church. It is so bizarre, dude. Anything goes in today's wild west of Christianity. It's ending. Take your last sip, ladies and gentlemen. It's ending. There has to be a line of demarcation in Christianity. and it's going to destroy doubt. There's not going to be, let me just see what's allowed. Let me just do whatever I want. Let me just say what I want. Let me just drop F-bombs. Like, those things aren't going to be okay. Like, there will be a day where, God forbid, you're going to have to live like Jesus, and it's now. So much doubt on this earth, so much confusion, so much pain, and we should be known for the works of God, and we're not. So Jesus said a statement to people that were trying to test his life with the Lord. They're telling Jesus, you're not valid, you're not real, you're not who you say you are, you're a phony, you're a fake, you're a fraud. And Jesus had the audacity to say, don't even believe in me. Unreal. We're going to talk about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? Friday edition. I'm back. We're talking about destroying doubt. We must see doubt destroyed in our generation. We must see this, like, weird, everybody's always confused, what is really going on? Man, that is like an invitation to depression. It's possible to know exactly what you believe, to fully have faith, walk in peace, walk in power. All those things are exactly right. And Jesus was in the Bible being attacked. And he says, they're like, oh, you're not the Son of God, you're this and that. And then Jesus in John 10:37 says this. He's trying to explain, he's trying to clear it up with for the haters. If I don't do the works of my Father, Jesus said, do not believe in me. Oh, what? If I do not do the works of my Father, Jesus said, do not believe in me. But if I do, though you don't believe in me, believe in my works, that you would know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. Unreal. Absolutely game changer. If you had any idea what I just said to you, it would floor you. Jesus, looking at haters, said, don't believe in me. Wait, hold on. Do you guys have any idea that before Jesus came to this earth, Old Testament prophets told about him? Yeah. Jesus, like, don't believe in the prophets. Do you guys have any idea that angels came and announced the birth and foretold of his coming? Jesus is like, disregard the angels. Do you have any idea that the very stars in heaven reflected and glorified him and shone him? Yep. Disregard the stars. So Jesus, in one sentence, says to the haters, look, don't even believe in me, meaning, forget all what the Old Testament prophets have told you. Forget everything that the angels declared to you. Forget everything that the stars said and all the gifts and the wise men. Just flush the whole thing down the toilet. Don't even believe in me. That's insane. That is amazing. But at least believe. You want to believe in something? You want to believe in something? Believe in the works that I do. That's powerful. Hey, listen, Instagram person, Facebook influencer, why don't you today go on your internet and say, hey, everyone, don't believe that I'm a real Christian. Just believe in the works that I do to show you that I'm from the Lord. Most of you would probably not be considered a Christian anymore. What if that was the standard of life? Here I am. Don't believe in me whatsoever. Don't believe Jesus changed my life, but at least believe in the works that I do so you know that I'm from Jesus. What? Unreal. Jesus is telling you, I'm going to destroy your doubt with works. I'm going to destroy your doubt by doing the works of Jesus. I'm going to destroy the confusion in your mind by acting like I'm the Father. And of course, right after he said that, they sought to seize him and kill him. That was the beginning of the downfall. They knew at that point they were just gonna go after it. All the credibility he put in the works of God. John 5 says he only saw what he only did what he saw the Father doing, and he only said what he saw the Father say. What is the Lord doing? That's what I want to do. So Jesus, from an early time, is like, look, I'm going to be sold out to my Father's business. What he does, I do. What he says, I say. What he wants, I want. And then he went to the haters and said, look, don't believe in me, but know that what I do. Remember when John the Baptist was in prison? John the Baptist is in prison, and he wants to mention that, maybe we'll talk about that in depth next week. He's confused whether Jesus is really the Son of God. And for a lot of reasons, we're not going to get into. What was Jesus' response to him? He didn't say, come on, John, you know who I am. Remember, we leaped in our mom's bellies. Oh, come on, J-Dog, you're my boy. Nope. Jesus said, listen, you go tell John that the lame are walking, the deaf hear, the blind receive their sight, and the dead are being raised again. Go ahead. That's all I want you to do. Oh, is Jesus, John the Baptist is telling people Jesus is not valid. And Jesus is like, go tell them about the works. Guess what, guys? Works matter. Demonstrating matters. Living a supernatural life matters. Doing what God's calling you to do matters. And to this weekend, I want you to focus on being like Jesus. Don't worry about the haters. Don't address. Stop trying to clear your name up to somebody else. Just be you and demonstrate Jesus, and everything else will fall into place. You are a world changer, a history maker, thought influencer. You are somebody that's going to shape this world for God as you become like him. So don't live in the realm of doubt. Stop asking questions you're never going to have answers to. Love Jesus, submit to him, commit to him, and you will see breakthrough in this life. We love you. The weekend is here. Go ahead and slay it. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. We'll see you Monday. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven Today!
Hi friends, thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven Today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.